Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Personalize Your Faith with your Personalize Your Faith coach, LaTanya Price. Because of working with LaTanya, Christian women are more determined and empowered to personalize their faith by making positive, effective life changes. With increased self-awareness, trusted knowledge, discovering their spiritual DNA, and a distinctive plan of action, they achieve boldness and confidence to unleash their supernatural abilities for unlimited possibilities.
Hello, hello, LaTanya Price here, once again with another Personalize Your Faith show. I wanted to just definitely tell God thank you for just another day, for He is so amazing. He is so awesome. He is so incredible. There's just been just a lot of things going on that has been positive, has been wonderful. And I honestly just cannot thank Him enough. I really can't. I really can't thank God enough. He's truly just been an amazing God. He yet has kept me. His grace and His mercy is still sufficient. And not just for me. Hallelujah. Not just for me, but for all of you that are out there. And no matter what you might be facing, the grace and mercy is still ever extending, all right? So be thankful. Be thankful for whatever the predicament might seem like now. Just know that there is a change that is going to be coming. So today, I always like to start off, you always hear the intro, but I always want to just make sure that you all realize that as a result of working with me, Christian women are more determined and empowered to personalize their faith by fearlessly writing and self-publishing their story with increased technical knowledge, discovering that inner creativity, and then developing a powerful plan of action. They experience excitement and confidence to unleash their supernatural abilities for unlimited possibilities as a published author. I just wanted to just try to it's kind of been a topic for this month. I've been kind of just doing some basic topics here as the year wraps up. There's been a lot of things going on for the year of 2017. It's been a great adventure. It really has. It's been something that I honestly do not take for granted. I do truly believe God allowed this season of my life there's just been a lot of things, honestly. It really, really has. The enemy has been busy, but also God has been showing Himself. And I've been listening, and I've been trying to be very attuned to what the Spirit is saying. And so a lot of things that are getting ready to transpire. Of course, I'm starting school, and, so that's literally next tomorrow. I'm starting school, and so to have that venture of going into the master's in divinity, I really count it an honor. I have tons of degrees, of course, in IT, and then I have like certifications for the coaching of life coaching and different things like that, and all those different things. But to have that kind of journey to delve into a study of God in that sense, because divinity is literally just, God, and studying Him and literally in His face and at His feet, like my counselor, if you will, I guess my school counselor, I guess you kind of advisor, she said, one of the biggest things, because she went through the same program that I'm going through, and she just told me, pray a lot. It's going to be a lot of reading, and just pray. She just told me it was literally a time and a season that was so impactful, just personally. And so that was her biggest advice. She said, get ready to pray like you've never prayed before. Get ready to take your prayer life to a whole nother level. And so I'm anticipating that. Amen. So I definitely am looking forward to sort of putting things in perspective, kind of wrapping some things up, and just kind of get things under control, if you will. This particular, as I wrap up with this particular season of podcasts and different things like that, as I end the year out, you know, I definitely, I know that my plate will get fuller, if you will. So I, like I said, God has different seasons and he has reasons for those seasons. So, today I want to piggyback a little bit. Like I said, I have certain things for each month as I close out 2017. Believe it or not, oh my God, it's August, right? August, and August almost over. Are you serious? Whew. This 2017 has really gone by, y'all. So I wanted to discuss there's power and transparency. There's power and transparency. So basically, what I know I discussed even on the last time, we talked about how it's time for real transparency. And so to kind of piggyback how that is so powerful, I truly believe transparency is something that a lot of us and a lot of people are seeking, because they're wanting a little bit more. They're wanting some truth. They're thirsty for truth. Truth is what sets us free based on what the Bible says. And so literally the transparency is literally the, I feel like it's the whole task of bearing your cross. When we think about how Jesus was on the cross and how he was, I mean, that is what we are to really imagine when it comes to the transparency. He bared it all on that cross, literally. I mean, it was bearing it all physically, mentally, emotionally, everything. He bore it all. And so that was a extreme moment of transparency. A lot of us would probably never be willing to do that extreme of transparency. However, I challenge us all, including myself, I'm speaking to myself too. I challenge us all to really consider the transparency and the power behind it, because it wasn't until he was truly transparent, that's when he got his elevation. That's when he got his real power. You know, yes, he healed the sick. Yes, he, you know, raised the dead. But that was just, it was just, I would have to say, it wasn't even the fullness of power that he really possessed. It wasn't until he received his full power after the cross. So we have to keep that in mind. So transparency, I feel like it allows us to have the right armor on for the spiritual battle. It really, you know, sometimes when we think about those stories, and a good primary story to think about is David. You know, we can't fight with another person's opinion as our armor. You know what I'm saying? Like we really can't, you know, go into our spiritual battles, which, you know, life is just that period, spiritual battles. We can't go into these things thinking that, okay, well, based upon this person's opinion, I'm equipped for this. Or based upon what they think of you, you're not equipped for this. You know, a lot of people doubted David. A lot of people doubted Jesus. A lot of people doubted so many key characters that God has chose. And he literally wanted to do that in order for us to understand that a person's opinion definitely does not dictate the outcome of our victory. Because he, you know, it's God who guarantees the victory. And so we have to keep that in mind. You know, we can't win based on man-made standards. We just can't. It's impossible. Because man-made standards will have us to believe that based upon a diagnosis, based upon a really grieving situation, based upon basically the damage, if you will, the damage that was done, that is what is supposed to control our lives. I recently posted on social media, I found a quote, and it was talking about how, you know, healing, you know, the process of healing. And the quote itself was just saying how the healing doesn't necessarily mean damage wasn't done. Healing just is that actual, you know, control of not allowing damage to take control of us. Like we control the damage versus it controlling us. And so we have so many man-made standards of where, no, just because you have this, you're not supposed to do this. And unfortunately, that gets into our minds. Those negative, you know, connotations are those negative thoughts that are not necessarily true. And so we get wrapped up and we get tied up into the lies and into the negativity that we literally limit our own selves. We end up losing what really is supposed to be a winning battle. How foolish of it is it of us to lose a winning battle? Like we purposely lose. We purposely throw in the towel. We purposely instantly just say, there's no hope. Forget it. I'm done. When God is saying, no, you won. You just have to keep staying in the ring. You just have to keep having the faith. You have to keep pressing. You have to keep trying. And we really have to understand that. And then of course we really have to overcome, or we can't overcome, I should say, based upon believing in the stereotypes. There are a lot of different cultures. That yes, we all have a stereotype. Prime example, and it's a running joke, as we all know, we of the African American community are always considered late. We're always considered late, right? And so I use that really just as a joking example, hopefully to get you to smile, but to understand that, you know, that could be seen as negative to some people. Let's say, for example, you're going for a job. Maybe that particular hiring manager instantly will say, oh, because you're colored, you're not going to be on time. But then you say to yourself, well, you know what? I'm going to get there right at the time. I need to get there. If I'm a little minute late or two, it shouldn't hurt nothing. It's no big deal. Don't allow that to fall into your mind thinking that it's okay, you know, to fall into that particular stereotype, because it's not. And we cannot allow... And like I said, that's a simple one, but there's so many more that are very, very much negative, very painful emotionally for people. It's almost, you know, stereotypes almost is like bullying to a certain degree. And we can't allow that to cause us not to understand that, yes, we can overcome this. Yes, I'm going to be on time. In fact, I'm going to be 30 minutes early. And just to give you a good shock and just to let you know how you know, professional and how adequate I am going to be for this position. So that kind of thing. We definitely always want to think about beating the odds, or at least proving who God is. Because honestly, there's that miracle working God. There's the God that literally blows our mind. That literally is the one that is going to allow different things to take place in our lives, but we have to really put in the work. We really do. So we have to be willing to allow ourselves to be transparent, which allows us to have the right armor on for the spiritual battle. Real glory and beauty comes from the real transparency. When we decrease, It's so that God is seen more clearly. When we think about the soldier that made the comment about when Jesus finally had died, and he made the comment about, you know, he really must have been the Savior. And like I said, I'm just paraphrasing. We have to really recognize how powerful that is. Because all this time, y'all doubted him. You doubted that he was a Savior. You doubted that he was a Son of God. But it took his death to convince you. It's sad to say, unfortunately, Some of us are going to have to die to self to convince people that God is real. And I'm not saying you'll end up dying of a physical death, which all of us eventually will, but there are some things that we have to let die. We sometimes say jokingly with people and with friends, "Ooh, that must have been Jesus, because that person is turned around and they're, you know, no longer drinking, or they're no longer fornicating, or they're no longer doing this or doing that," or all those different things. We say, "Ooh, that must have been Jesus. That had to be Jesus." Yes, we laugh at that, but honestly, yes, they allowed themselves to die, that particular habit or that particular sin, if you will, to no longer control their life. And so, yes, that was all God. And so, you know, we have to definitely be willing to decrease. We have to be willing to decrease. We have to be willing to say, you know what? I'm not always happy. My household is not always happy. Our household is not always the best, or, you know, it's not always going or always so peaceful. It's not always just this hunky-dory, all peaches and cream or roses or anything like that. Yes, we struggle. You know, it's hard to pay some bills sometimes. It's hard to pay our tithes sometimes. It's hard to give back. It's hard to want to volunteer. It's hard to want to be nice to everyone. It's hard to love my enemies. All of these different things is causing us to be able to say, you know what, I decrease. Because believe you me, it had to be God to help me control my tongue, to help me to realize the importance of holding up my integrity, of paying my bills on time, all those different things. We have to keep that in mind, that, you know, that's how his real glory is seen. And that's how real beauty is seen. Why do you think it's, you know, Jesus hanging on the cross is always kind of depicted? And even when you think about painters from ancient times, if you will, or from way back in times where they, you know, painted those cathedrals or different things like that, and they painted Jesus in more of the final days, if you will. There are some things that they showed where he was, you know, with other people and healing them, but a lot of pictures show those final days, or him with the crown of thorns, or him on the cross. Why do you think that's more depicted than him walking on a road with the people and the crowd? Why do you think that? A lot of times, you know, even now we think of marketing ideologies or the marketing tactics that are used. A lot of people want to market, "Ooh, I got this nice car because I did this and this and this," or "I got this big old house because I did it this and this and this. You know, so I made this money, so here's what you could do to make this same amount of money," and then end up with the big house and with the big car too. However, what I find so funny sometimes when that happens is, how about you tell us, yeah, you tell us how it was, but how long did it really take you? What did you really have to face mentally? How did you overcome the mental obstacle of the up and down process of being an entrepreneur? Because as somebody who was on this journey of wanting to start or having their own business, it's a journey, and it's an up and down process. It's a mentally, at times, mentally draining, physically draining, spiritually draining. It really is. And that's the truth. So for me to tell somebody, you know, "Hey, yeah, entrepreneurial life is great," you're going to have to get past some stuff, though. It's a process. Like I help people when they birth their stories. I tell them, it's a process. It's a process. It's not, most people, yes, can you honestly finish a book in 30 days? Absolutely. It can be done. Can you finish it in 90 days? Absolutely. Can it become a bestseller? Yes, it can. Can it become a bestseller in 5 days? Yes, it can. Yes, it can. Here's the thing, though. You have to be willing to go through the process of what it takes for all that. It takes dedication. It takes time. It takes commitment. And if you really want a balanced life where you end up eating and sleeping and not actually staying up 24, 72, or a whole week of hours to accomplish that which that usually needs to take its process time, then yeah, it's an up and down thing. So we have to keep that in mind. it's a process. So, but because of that, that's when the real glory is seen. When we are being honest and being transparent, that's when real beauty is seen. We are created in His image. So let people see Him. It's to me, it's a little sad, a little bit. And for some of you, it might be a lot of it. It's sad that we think that God is, and I'm not saying that He's not King of Kings and He's not Lord of Lords and He doesn't have a beautiful, He's not beautiful in sight. I'm not saying that. They talk about heaven being paved with, streets of gold and all this other stuff. So obviously it's really nice, right? Really extravagant. However, we get down to a point where, we think that God is just in the material. People always need to see the material manifestation. And they think, okay, well, you must be a child of God because you got this. You got the mansion, you got the car, you got the beautiful children, you got everybody loving you, you don't got no enemies, you just really this. And you make tons of money and all this other stuff. Is that really the image of God that God wanted us to depict? I'm not saying that we have to be lowly and poor and destitute. I'm not saying that. But because we're created in His image, there's going to be different imagery that He is going to want us to reveal to people. And as we come especially into these last and evil days, there's going to be a depiction of God that's going to take a bold stand, and it's going to require a transparency. And so it's going to have to be a point, yes. Is it going to be the homeless person? Probably yes. Is it going to be the person with the house, but they are also giving just as much as they're taking in, so to speak? They're not poor, but they're really giving back. Is that? Yes. Yes. That's why a lot of entrepreneurs and people that have made money anymore, they really are starting to understand, I'm going to give this money back. There's no reason for me to have all these millions of dollars. Yeah, I understand this is what I made, sure. So I pay my taxes. I got this left. Why not give back to worthy charities, people that are actually trying to help other people, people that need the help, people that are hungry, that needs the clothes, that needs the shelter? Why not? So we have to understand that, yes, we are created in His image, but it's time that we let people see who He really is. And then transparency just produces better clarity. Forget about self and others in order to really focus more on God. When we have that path of transparency and we are willing to be transparent, it really is, it allows even ourselves to really see who God is. It allows us to be more focused on Him. That transparency, you might hear it as being authentic, if you will. It really is a time where you become sort of what I call that whole butt naked moment with God. We have to have them more. And I know in my own personal life, I have them a lot more as I've gotten older. Because I don't want to lose focus on what God is doing. It doesn't mean that I have to just sit back and be idle. No, yes, I still have to be involved. I still have to do things that are worthy. I still have to survive. So, yeah, I still have to work and do different things. But I definitely do not want to forget that it's because of His grace and His mercy that's allowed me to come this far. And then, of course, transparency allows God to take full control. Yes, transparency, like I just stated, We have to die to self. And that is a daily process. Process seems to be a magic word nowadays, because I think people are finally recognizing that as long when you get into an age of understanding that things do not happen overnight, they're not supposed to happen overnight, and when they do, it's false. Nothing good ever really comes from that overnight process, if you will. There's not a lot of things that happen overnight that's good. It's not good quality, if you will. There are some things that God is going to do suddenly. He will, and it'll be good. However, there are many things that he won't do suddenly. And we just have to be understanding of that. And so being transparent means that we have to accept that. He has to take full control. We cannot put a time limit. We cannot limit God based on time, space, and mass. That's how I kind of heard it not too long ago from a guy that was trying to explain God and who he was. You know, we can't put a time frame on God. We keep trying to say, you know what, Lord, you know, well, you know, if you don't do it by this, then it must not be so. Wait. How do we know that? How do we really know that? We have to stop that. We really do. We have to remember God is in control. And no matter how, we can plan it. Sure, plan it. Always have goals and have deadlines for those goals. But allowing God to step in is going to make that goal even the more awesome and even the more greater. Amen? So there's power behind transparency. Remember, transparency allows you to have on the right armor for your spiritual battle. Real glory and beauty comes from real transparency, and transparency produces better clarity. So as always, connect with me, www.latanyaprice.com. Stay tuned to that website. Connect with me, of course, on social media for updates and different things like that. Like I said, as I begin to start school, I will sort of be digressing, but really focusing and really keeping things in order, if you will. So that's really what's going to be happening. I'll be doing a lot more just structured things, and more things are going to be coming. Don't get me wrong. But it will be definitely ordered. It's going to be a lot more structure to it. So definitely keep up to date. Connect me on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, all those different platforms. And you can find all those links on the homepage of my website, www.latanyaprice.com. I truly appreciate you all. And we're going to close out with a word of prayer. God, once again, we just come telling you thank you. God, you are so wonderful. You're precious. You're magnificent. You're awesome. You're glorious. You're holy. God, there is really no one like you. God, we thank you because a lot of things that you do, you don't have to. The way you sustain us, the way you give us strength, you don't have to do it, but you do. And so, God, we give you praise. We thank you, God. And God, as we live our lives, allow us to be transparent so people can see your glory. Because it's not about us. It's not about how much we make. It's not about how much we can do. It's not about all of the talents and the gifts that, yes, we can do. But it's about your glory and people being able to see you for who you are. And that is what's going to draw them into the kingdom. So God will continue to give you the praise, honor, and the glory. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Until next time, have a blessed rest of the week. Bye.